Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tamsin Stearns' podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Worldwide Foundation for Credit Unions and Visa.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2025 World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Stockholm, Sweden. And in the studio lounge, we're talking with Adam Kasraoui from ERI Banking Software. You're right in that big exhibit hall right across the hallway.
Yes, we are. We're exhibiting. This is our second year.
Oh, really?
So, okay. To be here.
So you guys were in Boston last year, right?
Boston last year. And hoping to be in, I believe it's Sydney.
Sydney next year. That's going to be exciting.
Potentially. So
it's a long flight for some. I think it's a long flight for everybody, except for those who live in Australia.
Absolutely.
So yeah, but well worth it. I have never been, but I hear it's phenomenal there. So anyway, but we're here in Sweden, Stockholm, and we are here with you, ER Banking Software. So tell us a little bit about ER Banking Software. So what do you guys do, and then how do you help credit unions out?
So ERI is the company, and Olympic Banking System is our single product to the market.
Okay.
And we've been operating for over 35 years.
Good for you, Ben.
We've implemented Olympic Banking System in multiple jurisdictions, more than 65 countries. And excited to be here. We support different types of financial institutions, including credit unions.
Okay.
Which is the reason we are visiting and taking part in this event.
Yeah, what brings you to the World Credit Union Conference? Because you said last year was your first one in Boston. So I figured, hey, it was pretty good. So you're back again for the second year. So.
Yeah, I think we understand from the market that there's a growing need and growing demand for credit unions to modernize their IT infrastructure. So looking how to better serve their members and their members' expectations and needs. And what we've learned from that is credit unions in different jurisdictions operate differently, even though the business model tends to be savings, loans, deposits, payments, and so on. So it's for us, it's being able to align our technology offering to the credit union's financial activities. And what that means is we're able to offer functionalities through our technology to support credit unions in being able to serve their members better, faster, smarter through a single product. So rather than having different types of applications, different systems, and resources attached to those systems and applications, as well as risk, we're able to offer a comprehensive solution, which is a single product called the Olympic Banking System.
What are some goals that you guys have planned for this conference?
So I think the main objective is to listen and learn, to you understand that there's a lot of experience and wisdom at these events, and for us is to learn about the different priorities of credit unions. Listening to the leaders, their thoughts, what are the challenges, what are the bottlenecks, what are the choke points in their operations, and being able to align our capabilities through Olympic Banking System to better support the credit unions. And that's their internal users of the platforms, which tend to be legacy platforms or outdated systems.
Yeah, so some are very outdated.
Yeah, some of them are legacy platforms. And being able to work with them to modernize their operations. So how can we improve their operational efficiency? How can we reduce risk? How can we automate processes? How can we reduce manual workarounds, which is happening within back office, front office, bill office processes at credit unions? So the ability to automate where possible capabilities and processes for the credit unions, and in turn that will elevate their member experience and increase member engagement.
Well, you think about how spoiled the consumer is today. I mean, everything is instant pretty much, and so your financial institution has got to kind of meet that expectation, if not exceed it. So I'm sure you guys hear this.
Yeah,
we're talking to financial institutions out there.
We get approached from different angles. The fundamental is focusing on the member and the member's expectation. Some of the external factors could be regulatory requirements and the evolvement of regulatory requirements and needs. Some of them are relating to launching new products and services. So the credit unions want to understand which technology best suits them in order to launch the right product at the right time, mm-hmm. using the right technology yeah. foundation. Yeah. And that's where we come in. And that's where we fit into this picture.
Got it. Got it. And you mentioned earlier that you guys serve multiple, financial institutions in multiple countries, I'm assuming. So I would be interested to hear like the differences, the commonalities. I mean, what do you guys run into as far as maybe trends and things like that?
Yeah.
That must be a fascinating
absolutely
discussions with different financial institutions from different countries.
100%. And the beauty is Olympic Banking System's agility in being able to be configured to different regional requirements.
Yeah, yeah.
It really gives credit to the platform, the way it's designed, and the way we would allow the financial institution, whether it's it could be a small boutique private bank, or it could be a credit institution, credit union in Caribbean, mm-hmm. or a central bank in Europe.
Yeah.
The system by design has a lot of functionalities, and the beauty of how Olympic Banking System is aligned to credit unions is they only invest in the functionalities relevant to their financial activities. So there is no need to invest in something in a bank in a box. There are functionalities that you do not need.
Mm-hmm.
So what that allows is that allows right sizing for credit unions, and our commercial model is viable for credit unions in terms of investing in, their requirements,
mm-hmm.
with the ability to grow with a credit union at a future date. So if they want to introduce new products, new services, new financial activities, you're able to do that with Olympic Banking System.
So I'm assuming there's a lot of customization that you guys do for each financial institution based on regulations, needs of members or customers, that type of stuff. So yeah, you guys must have some very interesting, very interesting stories to share.
Diverse.
Or best practices. How about that? Yes. Yeah, very diverse.
So,
which makes you probably better because you guys can handle, you've probably seen everything. You guys can handle pretty much anything.
Yeah. If you think of, for example, we'll use the case of central banks. For a central bank to use Olympic Banking System as a mission critical software, I mean, it's systemic risk. So the system has got to be airtight in terms of functionality, capability, risk, and security. And what that will allow, for example, credit unions is the system is parametered. So users of the system of credit unions are able to modify transaction behavior. They're able to, for example, set commissions, workflows, how loan products are introduced into the market, how they want a transaction to flow, and they're able to do that through the system through parameterization.
Yeah.
So there's no need for heavy IT involvement in terms of there's no scripting or coding. You can go into the system using the parameters to define the transactions and workflows and behaviors,
mm-hmm.
in how you want them to be, such as commissions, rates,
mm-hmm.
and how the transaction actually flows from inception. So that gives a lot of autonomy to credit unions to make the system relevant to them, which is just perfect.
Yeah, we're all looking for that frictionless, seamless experience that we get like on Amazon type of thing. So yeah.
Absolutely.
I hear you. So kind of my last questions here is, what do you plan to take away? What do you want to gain from this call? Obviously, new business.
Yes.
Enhanced awareness, but what else are you looking for at this conference? What do you want to take away?
For us, it's engaging and connecting with industry leaders in this space. So knowing that each credit union operates differently in different parts of the world, but it's learning in what matters to them. So what's on their priority list? What's their strategic goals and objectives, and how can we align how we're offering in supporting them? And it's not just attending an event and hoping to walk away with a list of prospects. This is a long-term strategic partnership for us. So we need to be in it for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
And we're committed to that. I've just returned from a credit union conference in the Caribbean. And again, we get that flavor of unity, community engagement, sharing best practices, and listening to how credit unions leaders are bringing together their teams to operate smarter, faster, and in really for the value for the member. So how can you matter more as a credit union to your member?
Indeed.
So for us, it's a lot of learning, and hopefully we can share insights on how we work with other financial institutions and have worked with them for the last 35 years or so in over 65 countries, in sharing some of the best practices with our solution with credit unions. Mm-hmm. So I think there's value there as well.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, we're happy to have you here. And yeah, thanks for all that you do in the industry and keeping moving us forward, especially in a technology sense. So very, very important to push that proverbial envelope for sure. So yeah.
Sure.
Anything else?
Pleasure to be here. And we look forward to learning and mattering more to our clients, and the credit unions mattering more to their members. Yeah. So thank you for the opportunity. Oh,
thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And where can folks go check out ERI?
We're right in the Hall A in the exhibition.
And have that online.
Online as well, yeah. So olympicbankingsystem.com is our website. And feel free to reach out directly.
Yeah, we'll put that link in the show notes. You click on it and get right to you, and they can ask your questions to find out more. Well done, Adam.
Thank you.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Worldwide Foundation for Credit Unions and Visa.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.